Right, welcome back to the Green Fair down here in Redditch, down at the Arrow Valley Countryside Centre. Great day down here. I'm being joined now by Kevin White, who's got Lakeside Ethical Treats going on. What's Lakeside Ethical Treats about, Kevin?
Hello. Well, Lakeside Ethical Treats takes its name from this very lake. I live in Lakeside and have done for 30 years, and the idea is that I'm vegan. I've been vegan for some 15 years, and so I've set up this fundraising confectionery shop selling entirely vegan chocolate, sweets and snacks. The idea being not only to fundraise for events that we organise, but also to promote vegan produce whilst also promoting our events at the same time. We organise, my group, I set up Midlands Vegan Campaigns Group some 6 years ago now, and we organise some of the biggest vegan fairs and festivals in the country. Just yesterday in Birmingham City Centre, Cars Lane Church Centre, over 1,000 people came through the doors to taste the delights of vegan cuisine, over 40 stall holders. It was a fantastic day in the heat, but it was loved by everyone that attended.
Tell me, Kevin, are you finding that the numbers of vegans and vegetarians are sort of going up in numbers?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a few years now, and every store that I do now, I meet people that have vegan family members, vegan colleagues at work and so on. Everybody knows vegans these days, and there's so much more knowledge about veganism because so many products are labelled vegan in the supermarkets and so on. So lots of people know more about veganism and what it is and what it means, whereas just a few years back, people didn't know that. So it's moved on leaps and bounds. Yeah.
Now, I'm vegetarian. I find it quite difficult to sort of find restaurants which are veggie friendly at the moment. How do you cope with actually being 100% full on vegan? It's a totally different story altogether, isn't it?
Well, there's one or two places local that we've been in the past, but personally, I don't have the problem anyway because I eat out very little. But if you live in the city centres, then it makes it a whole lot easier. In Birmingham, for instance, you've got the Warehouse Cafe, you've got Cafe Sawyer, and various other places that serve really, really top-notch vegan produce, and it's fantastic. Bristol, Brighton, Norwich, various cities around the country have many, many vegan restaurants. Small towns like Redditch, we suffer a little bit more, but we get by if you want to eat out. Personally, I don't want to, but, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. Now, tell us about your event that you've got coming up in October.
That's right. Well, it's a bit like Birmingham's Vegan Fair yesterday, which, like I say, attracted over 1,000 people. In October, it's a much, much bigger event. We've got over 100 stalls. We've got 20 talks, 5 cookery demos all through the day. Live entertainment, live music all through the day in a separate room. We've got raffles, competitions, tombolas. Like I say, over 100 stalls in total. They'll be selling everything that you can think of that vegans would want. So that's everything from food, confectionery and sweets and chocolates, which I've got here. Really nice hot cuisine that people will be eating on the day, to samples of some of the really top class vegan produce suppliers that are around at the moment, like Fry's. Fry's make a whole range of entirely vegan produce, everything from chicken style pieces to country pies and you name it, polony sausages, veggie burgers and so on and so forth. They make a very wide range of products, sausages and everything. They'll be there sampling and selling their produce.
And the date of the event is again?
Saturday the 26th of October. It's in Wolverhampton at the Wolf Civic. You may know of the Wolf Civic. It's a huge venue. Two halls, the Civic and the Wolf Run below. We're filling both and beyond as well. For the first time, the event will actually be hopefully spreading beyond the venue itself, because we've outgrown it. This is the sixth festival we've done there. As we've gone on, we've actually outgrown the venue now. Over 2,000 visitors last year, and we hope for many more this year. Come along if you can. Our website is midlandsveganfestival.org.uk. You'll find us on Facebook and Twitter. And Lakeside Ethical Treats, if you want to support us, our events, by buying online, then it's ethical-treats.co.uk, and you'll find us on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Kevin White, representing the West Midlands Vegan Festival and Lakeside Ethical Treats. Thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. That's Kevin White there. Right, we'll rejoin me a bit later on. We're going to be chatting to Willow's Hedgehog Rescue from Bromsgrove, find out what they're doing down here at the Redditch Green Fair. And in the meantime, we'll go and get something to eat because I'm a bit hungry now. Probably get some of the vegetarian and that sort of thing. Okay. Thanks very much. Speak to you again later.